Yeah, it's happy Halloween. You're welcome along to The Score. Hopefully you can stay with us through until 8 o'clock. And between now and then, we'll deal with some of the big sporting stories of the day. And as always, we'll look ahead to another busy weekend of sporting action here in the Northwest. And joining me in studio tonight, well, I was going to say I have two guests, but at the minute we've just got one because Michael O'Donnell, the sports photographer, is on his way, having watched that Niamh Connell claim a famous Donegal Senior Championship win over Gweedore last night. Michael will be joining us in studio. And also joining me, I'm with Michael Funston, former Finn Harps midfielder, as we look ahead to tomorrow night's eagerly awaited playoff, the second leg of the promotion relegation playoff. Michael, Finn Harps against Drogheda United. You're very welcome into studio. Another big night ahead for Harps.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good night for them. It's like everything.
Eve of the man says the last chance saloon for them. It's been a long year for them. I'm excited, so I can only assure the players are, you know, tonight's only getting in the way of tomorrow, so, you know, it'll be hard for them to sleep.
Unfortunately for Harps, going into the game on the back of a disappointing result on Monday night, a late goal in that game, Michael, and it makes things so much more difficult.
Yeah, you know, Lions obviously had a wee sting in the tail. The 93rd minute, was it? Goal, really, when it looked like Keith Cowan had him in his pocket all night, which was disappointing. But the Harps have been here before, you know, Ollie especially, under playoffs. You know, he's four or five players that have, and that squad that have done the playoff, you know, before. They know it's, you know, it's all about tomorrow night. I know the first leg is important. They're still in the tie, you know, and I'm sure the lads can't wait for tomorrow night.
Well, later on in the programme, we'll look ahead to that game. But for now, we're going to concentrate on GAA matters. And Niamh Connell are savouring another Donegal Senior Football Championship title, their first since 2015, following last night's narrow one-point victory over Gweedore in McCool Park in Balvafay. It finished Niamh Connell 8 points, Gweedore 7. Another epic encounter, which was in the balance right to the finish, although Gweedore weren't helped by the dismissal of Eamon McGee at the start of the second half. They also had Owen McFadden Ferry sent off close to the end as well. Right at the death, John O'Malley kicked what proved the winning score. After the game, Niamh Connell boss Martin Regan said this championship victory was particularly special, not least because the game had gone to three ties. He gave his reaction afterwards to Oisin Kelly.
Look, they're all special, but that one, I don't know, there's something about that. Maybe it was a three-game saga or all the rest, but it's special. It's absolutely unique, and we would have talked about that last night, that there was something special about this final with it going to three games. But look, they're only special, and you'll only remember them if you win them, and we'll enjoy it, and we'll remember this in years to come. It's one we'll always look back on and be delighted with it. Yeah.
Huge performance tonight, a huge performance over the three games, but I think maybe defensively that first half performance that they just put in was the best that Niamh Connell have done in quite a long time. Would you agree?
Yeah, possibly. I thought the full-back line, Marshall, Gidor tried a few high balls there tonight. I thought we dealt superbly with them. But look, we got the breaks. There's no doubt about it. We got the breaks and we had the numerical advantage, and still we were hanging on there at the end. And John's shot, thankfully, tonight now just went the right side of the post tonight.
That's Martin Regan there. Well, Niamh Connell were captained by Kieran Thompson, who said the win was unbelievable. He paid tribute to his side when he was interviewed after last night's game by Tom Comack.
Listen, the best feeling in the world is something I dreamed of about since I was a boy, you know, and when my brother done it in 2010, you know, I always wanted to follow in his footsteps, and I'm just delighted to get over the line today.
Yeah.
Listen, it's unbelievable. Like, we never expected three games, you know, and to beat Gweedore over three games is no mean feat, so we're just absolutely ecstatic, you know, and I'm so proud of the boys over there. Everything they give all year in the last 3 years has been just second to none.
Yeah, great character and really grew in stature, I think, and grew as a team over those last three games.
That's it, definitely. We're big underdogs going into the game, and I suppose rightly so, but we always believe in ourselves. We knew we had the players, we knew we had the character, we knew we had the commitment, and we're just delighted to get over the line.
That's Kieran Thompson there. Well, his teammate Ethan O'Donnell was named as the man of the match afterwards, and it was clear just how much winning the county title meant to him.
I don't realise how happy we are. Every single one of us, every single person down there wearing blue tonight. You know, the hurt over the past 2 years and going through two tough games there with Gweedore, and even there tonight again, you know, it could have went down to the wire again and we could have been looking at another evil, but absolutely, you can hear the celebrations, absolutely delighted. We knew we could match Gweedore. You know, the first game we went in, everyone was writing us off. Everybody in the county was writing us off, and we knew we performed ourselves and brought in, you know, intensity we can bring. We get them close, we done that, we got a draw, we went again, same thing again, got a draw, brought it again tonight, you know, and it is the hurt over the past 2 years, you know, we were in two losing dressing rooms, and it's just brilliant now to have the cup in with us.
Yeah, that's Ethan O'Donnell, last night's man of the match. Well, Michael O'Donnell has arrived in studio with a big, big smile on his face. Michael, you probably haven't stopped smiling all day. What a night for Niamh Connacht.
Ah, it's mighty, Dermot. Great altogether. One of the best.
Fantastic win. Mm. And, you know, I mean, all the talk in the lead up to this final was the fact that Gweedore were favourites. You know, was the factor of possibly losing three finals in a row something that was going to be, you know, something that Niamh Connacht were going to play on and use to their advantage? And I think, you know, the suggestion is over the three games, Niamh Connacht were probably the better team and probably deserved to win in the end.
Well, I would say that I think they did, didn't they? You know, it was all Gweedore before it, the 12-0 in the Democrat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't believe that. I thought that was ridiculous, just, you know. But every man has his opinion, and that's the way it was, you know. But, I mean, Niamh Connacht have been in finals and semi-finals for the last 15 years, you know. They're a seasoned team. Mm. And I couldn't see how they were so far out clicking the betting with everybody, you know.
Yeah.
Even yesterday, up in the press box, I still couldn't believe that we won it.
Yeah.
You know.
And was that down, Michael, perhaps to the fact that Gweedore were so impressive in their semi-final win against Kilkerry?
They were. And all last year, they were a brilliant team, you know, and they're still a brilliant team. But we could stuck in and we weren't going to bend the knee, and that was it. And our boys just never were going to say a day over the three matches, and that was what won it for them.
Yeah. Tell me, one of the things that I mentioned here when we were speaking about last night's win earlier on today was Niamh Connacht against Glenfinn in a Donegal Championship quarter final out in Glenswilly a few weeks ago. Niamh Connacht came through that game without really being all that impressive, Michael, and perhaps that's one of the reasons why I didn't think, you know, I wondered if they would even be good enough to beat St Eunice, never mind go on and win a county final.
Aye, but they were just going along quietly, but there wasn't a mum out of the camp this year at all, you know. Yeah. Other years you would hear stories coming out, this man's not going well and this man's injured. You heard nothing this year. They were just quiet, and they trained very hard. It was down at the Nodwee session, not very many sessions, but one or two. And there was just that bit of stealing in this year that they hadn't got for the last couple of years, you know. I would say they were tired, getting beat, just didn't want to lose three in a row.
Yeah. And one other notable aspect of this team of Niamh Connacht, and Martin Regan has referred it into in his interviews after games as well, the big players for Niamh Connacht, the experienced players for Niamh Connacht, came good when they had to come good. But he also pointed to the younger players coming up, that they were able to step up to the mark.
Well, you have Tony Thompson there, who's a rock just in that team, you know. Leo, we all know what Leo can do. I heard Phyllis giving out he wasn't playing well, but sure, whenever we needed him in them three games, Leo and Anthony Thompson, Owen Wade, you know, Marty Boyle came in yesterday and done a massive job, as he always does, you know. And Marty's probably 35 now, you know. And then young Jack McKelvey, the two Dohertys and Fenton, two mighty men, hard boys. Kevin McGettigan, very underrated player, one of the best cornerbacks in the county. And you know, you have young fellas coming in. Ethan O'Donnell, sure, he was outstanding in the last couple of games. You know, and Owen McGettigan, you know, they're just a good blend there between youth and experience, you know.
And I mean, fantastic occasion last night under the lights at Sean McCool Park. A big crowd, Michael. A real night to see it.
It was great, and it was good. Myself and Bernie were going down to the game, and I said, this is like going to a McKenna Cup game in January, you know, in the dark.
Yeah.
And the lights on, you know, it didn't seem like a county final at all, you know. But it was a great occasion. And then when the boys took the cup up the street last night, it was after 12 o'clock at night, and the place packed. It was just, you know, you can win Ulster titles and All-Irelands, and they're brilliant. But when your own boys that you've seen growing up from wee lads, and they come up to town with the Maguire Cup and them singing, you'll never beat it.
Yeah.
You know?
And it means much to the Leo McLoones and the Anthony Thompsons, Mike.
Oh, surely to God, sir. They were all saying today this was the sweetest one of the whole lot, you know?
Yeah.
Because they fought so hard for it.
Yeah, and the fact that it went to a third game as well, you know, and against the team. I mean, in fairness to Gweedore, they played their part in a famous final. And it's probably a cliche, but being so strong a favourite going into a game like that, it's never easy, is it?
No, it's not easy in the favourites. Like, everyone is expecting Gweedore to win it easy, you know. And I would say maybe they were themselves, but they're a great team, great footballers, and, you know, they proved it last year. They nearly got to an All-Ireland final, you know.
Yeah.
But we stood up this time, and what kept me a bit late today was I got a phone call from an old friend of mine who's not in great form at the minute, Pat Raymond Boyle. I hope he's listening there now. And the boys are bringing the cup up to him the day at 4 o'clock, you know. And Owen McGettigan, Owen Wade, Anthony Thompson landed in. Well, it was worth any money just to see Pat's face, you know. We couldn't go to the game or on, and It means everything. He was chairman of the club and he kept our club going in years when things were not going well. And it just meant everything to him. And the boys chatted away to him. And that wee hour was as good to Pat as he's won the lotto.
Yeah. And it's moments like that and stories like that.
You know, but that's what it's all about, Dermot Club football, you know.
And do Niamh Connell now turn their attentions to Sunday?
That's it. The boys, they're a couple of drinks a day, nothing serious, and they're back training in the morning.
Yeah.
Obviously, Martin will have them tied about yarn sometime in the morning very early. So that'll not be a pleasant experience for some of them. Okay. But they're back on track again for Sunday, you know.
Okay. Well, on that point, it emerged this evening that Dr. Charlie McManus, the Niamh Connell medical doctor, a man who is also part of the medical teams with Donegal GA, well, he's written to the Ulster Council requesting that Sunday's Ulster Club Championship meeting of Niamh Connell and the Cavan champions Castlerahan is postponed. He says in his letter that under no circumstance should this game be allowed to proceed without taking the welfare of these players into consideration. To have played the amount of football these men have done in the last 10 days and be expected to talk out again in the Ulster Club Championship is wrong on so many levels. Mm. A short time ago, I spoke to Dr. Charlie and he explained the reasoning behind his letter.
I suppose this is something that I'm a little bit concerned about, as outlined in the letters. I've been here before where I've seen teams having to be under pressure to field when preferably they should not have done. And I go back historically to 2010 when Donegal had a great under-21 team, one of Jim McGuinness's first year. And we all know what happened there. And I remember I was driving around the county the night before we left for Dublin trying to find out what players were and weren't available. And in hindsight, and I often think back in this game, in hindsight, I should have been more vocal. I should have told Jim that under no circumstance should we allow that game to go ahead. We had half a team, with a team battling viruses. A lot of them were having fevers. And yet we ploughed on to play a Dublin team that were at the peak of their power, and we just barely lost. But I have no doubt in my mind that if Donegal were at full tilt and given a week to recover, the outcome would have been different. I also witnessed something similar when Declan Bowen was the under-21 manager, and I was called in to cover the Ulster final in the under-20s that I think Donegal won after a replay, and then had to play Dublin 6 days later. I think Dublin at that year, it's only about 2 years ago, Dublin had about 2 or 3 week window. Donegal had 6 days, and Donegal were beaten. So now we have history repeating it again. We have had a phenomenal three-match series, probably three of the best games of football I've ever witnessed. In terms of heart, effort, and that's also being acknowledged by the attendance and the online attendance that watched this game. And we saw the endeavour, and we watched the game last night. We started after 8 o'clock, finished the temperature outside Ballybuffet, and I got in the car, it was just about 2 degrees. We have a team then that travelled home, and they're expected to tug out in 4 days' time in an Ulster Club Championship. This is not a run-of-the-mill all-county league game. This is an Ulster Club Championship. To be county champions, for most people, is the pinnacle of their playing career. Not everyone gets to be fortunate enough to play for their county. The majority will only play for their club, and they will give their club everything they have. And I think those who witnessed the game last night witnessed two teams of players that gave their clubs, and this goes through the Gidor as well. I'm sure if Gidor had been successful, they too would be mounting a challenge this game on Sunday. You can't expect players who give everything to be treated this way. And I have a huge issue about, from a medical side, I think we are actually putting all the players that are involved in the Niamh Connell panel at risk of picking up injury. And I'm not trying to be overdramatic here, but this is what happens. We have players in there with coughs, colds, sniffles. In 2010, going back to the night we arrived back in Donegal Town after losing to Dublin, Pat Shovlin, we all know the late great Pat Shovlin. I ended up taking him to hospital that night. He was actually admitted with a viral, with a profound, very, very nasty viral infection. So these things are not to be taken lightly. We cannot expect these players to turn around in 3 days. Let's be honest about it. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they play on Sunday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they play on Sunday. This is not to be allowed. This cannot go ahead. I've also sent that letter to the Donegal County Board. I've sent it to the Ulster Council. I think every parent, anyone associated with the Niamh Connell Club, should get on the phones in the morning. They should contact Croke Park. They should contact Ulster Council. They should contact the Donegal County Board. And they should make their feelings known. We are not doing these players any sort of justice. We're not allowing them to show what they can do. And we are more or less handicapping them. Yeah. There's a big talk at the moment in all sports about the issue of doping. What does doping do? What doping does gives a person or an animal, if it's in the horse riding, it gives them an advantage. It gives them an advantage over their competitor. And what is that advantage? It allows them to be faster, stronger, bigger, and quicker off the mark. If you take a team who's had 3 week rest, which Castle Rathen have had, they've allowed their managers to come down and watch Glenties three times. You're more or less saying to them, we're giving you all the advantages you want, and we're going to send you a patched-up team that are coming back after three of the most arduous physical tests that a club player would probably ever have to undertake, and we're going to let you play them. Yeah. It's unfair, it's unjust, it should not be allowed to happen. For the sake of 7 days, this game should be postponed for the following week. I can't see a reason why this cannot be allowed. This is a quarter-final of an Ulster Club Championship.
Dr. Charlie McManus there. Michael O'Donnell, he makes some valid points.
Oh, he does, surely. That's it. I mean, they were three of the tightest games that any lad will ever play, you know. I was watching them last Sunday. Gidor and Glenty's coming off the field, and they were out on their feet, all the players, you know. Men pulling legs after them and all sorts of sores, you know. Mm. That's just very unfair, like, to have to go again on Sunday, you know.
Yeah, the turnaround is really quick. Never mind at a physical level, but mentally as well, you've got to get yourself lifted again for another huge game.
Yeah, and I mean, after training all year, these lads are entitled to a day or two to celebrate, you know.
Mm.
That's what when you won something, that's, you have to celebrate it, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, our boys will be going well today too, I would say, so.
Yeah.
But they're back training tomorrow. But like, tomorrow's Friday, the game's on Sunday.
Yeah.
It's not giving you much time.
Yeah. And Michael Funston, in fairness to Niamh Connell, you would imagine they want to go out and do their best in Ulster as well. Never mind winning a Donegal senior title, but you wouldn't want to throw it all away, you know, in Ulster. They want to go out and represent their county. They want to go out and represent their club.
Well, as a sports person, you know, of course you'll celebrate the one, but you'll have your eye on Sunday. You don't want to let, as you were saying, your family and friends down, you know. And like, as a sports person, no, Sunday will be firmly on their mind. As soon as the man says, as the night's out, they'll be back in action tomorrow. And I think it's just really unfair for them as a spectacle, as, you know, as a final, you know, to have these guys, like, there's no way, like, they're amateur athletes. Like, a professional athlete wouldn't be asked to do it. There's no way, like, an amateur sports person can be 100% fit for a final. And as, you know, as a county board, you know, it's a spectacle.
Yeah.
You don't want this to be a walkover or anything. No, not that I think it would be, but, like, that is the chance you're taking, you know, and it's a spectacle and it's a showcase of Gaelic football in Donegal.
And as Dr. Charlie mentioned there in that interview as well, Castle Rahan have been able to come and watch Niamh Connell possibly two or three times now over the last 10 days. They knew who the opposition was going to be, so that's an advantage to them as well.
Yeah, that was an advantage to begin with, never mind watching three games. You know, obviously, like, you know, I don't see a problem. Like, what's the difference in pushing it back a week? Like, you know, it gives everybody the chance to recover, and even though they have the advantage of seeing them, you know, Niamh Connell can go fully prepared and give it a good go and have it a spectacle as, you know, as a final should be.
Yeah. Michael, we were suggesting as well, I mean, how optimistic can Dr. Charlie be about having this decision go in his favour? I mean, there really isn't any precedent for this, is there?
Knowing the Ulster Council, as we all do, they don't bend very many times. They'll not accommodate you now too often.
Yeah.
You know?
Because we've been here before. He mentioned about the Donegal under-21s. You remember that as
I
well.
Do, surely.
That was a bit of a farce.
The boys
had
a virus. There was a virus in the Donegal camp the week of All-Ireland, you know, and I don't know, many of them are missing, but at half time, I remember Jim McGuinness telling me the story. At half time, when they went into the dressing room, McFadden, what do you call him, his brother, what do you call him? Anton had to go off before half time. And when they went into the dressing room, he was sitting over shivering in the corner, you know.
Yeah.
And like, we would have won that game if we had a full deck fit, you know.
Yeah, and that was an All Ireland club run, wasn't it?
That was an All Ireland final.
Yeah. And I mean, the other thing I suppose to look at here, does the Donegal County Board need to have a look at themselves, Michael? I mean, they fixed the Donegal Championship at senior, intermediate and junior over a very small space of time, you know, a run of weeks. They almost got caught out at intermediate level with that Rua Clonhilly semi-final going to a replay, and there was all sorts of pressure on there as well. So Perhaps,
well, especially this time of year when pitches are getting heavy and, you know, it's hard to get pitches. A lot of people don't want to give up their pitch to play these games, you know. And McCool Park's been used for a lot of them and O'Donnell Park, you know.
Yeah. And we don't want to be talking about negative negative matters at the end of what's been a brilliant championship.
That's right.
You know what?
But at the end of the day, all you hear from Croke Park is player welfare, player welfare.
Yeah.
That now's the time to think about player welfare, and that's not, they're not thinking if this game goes ahead on Sunday, there's no such thing as player welfare there.
No. Well, that game on Sunday, Niamh Connell and Castlerahan will be played at Kingspan Breffni Park, and it has a throw-in time of 2:30. Now, after last night's game, when Tom Comeback was interviewing the Niamh Connell manager, Martin Regan, he was quickly turning his attentions to Sunday's game.
To me, you have to turn it around now. You've only got a couple of days to get ready for Ulster playing Castlerahan next Sunday.
Ah, it's difficult. It's very difficult. But look, that's the way the things fell with the game going to three games. It was always going to be a short turnaround. And look at us now. We've thought nothing about Castlerahan. We were in no position to think anything about Castlerahan when we were playing the Ulster champions here in Donegal. So look, we're going to enjoy this one. We've worked hard for this one. We've worked for 3 years to get this title. So we'll enjoy this one. We'll think about Castlerahan tomorrow.
And obviously Owen McGinney didn't come off there. Did he suffer a knock?
Yeah, I actually don't know what happened to him. We got the shout from physio there that he wasn't fit to continue, so we had to pull him. And I haven't even got a chance to check in to see how he is. But look, it's going to be a short turnaround. Owen Wade picked up an injury last week. Charlie got a reoccurrence of the calf injury. He hurt himself last week. He'd come off again hurt tonight. So we're going to have to see what we can stick
to. Marty Boyle had to go off as well and come back on.
Well, Marty was more the yellow card. He wasn't injured, so he should be fine for Sunday. But look, we're just going to have to see how the bodies are come Sunday and or come Friday, Saturday, and see what we have. But
it's far from ideal, as you say.
Not ideal, but look, that's the way things fail. It's a unique situation that we're in this year with the game going to a second replay. It's never happened in Donegal before, so look, unique situations like that aren't going to make things ideal. But look, we'll give it our best shot when we go down to Cavan on Sunday. There's no doubt about that.
Niamh Connell manager Martin Regan will have full live commentary from Kingspan Breffni Park on Sunday with the Highland team, and we look forward to that. For now, we're going to go for a quick commercial break.
Highland Sport, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, where there's some spooky Halloween deals, including 40% off all Puma from this weekend until Sunday the 3rd of November, in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Inishowen Motors Drumkeen have a date for your diary. Our Kia weekend is on this Friday the 1st and Saturday the 2nd of November. Don't be spooked by our amazing 0% finance on the Kia Sportage, Stonic, Seed and the newly launched X-Seed. Place your 2020 Kia order before December 18th and receive a €500 super value voucher. So call in to us at Inishowen Motors for some spectacular deals.
Beef and sheep farmers, do you need support with your Bord Bia audit? Bord Bia's help desk is open from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday to Friday, with trained, approachable staff to assist you. Available for general audit queries and assistance with the closeout process. Visit farm.bordbia.ie for further support before and after your audit. Or call the Bord Bia help desk today on 01 524 0410.
Hi, Kelly here from Kernan's Bistro and Coffee House, Letterkenny. Start your day the right way and call in for breakfast. Choose from the Big Breakfast, Omelette, Breakfast Waffles, American Pancakes, Organic Porridge and much more. We are open from 9 a.m. Monday to Saturday and from 12 midday on Sundays. See you soon.
How long have you been working here?
I've been working at the audio dump for, 27, 28 years, something like that. You see all sorts of airwave pollution here, you know, bad stuff, bad ads, bad copy. Not the good stuff now, just the leftovers, the speed reads, the jingles, the two in the kitchen, as we call it in the biz. You know them, the Mary, where did you get your beautiful windows, Mary? Well, Joe, I went down to blah, blah, that sort of thing. We got a lot of disclaimers, too, a lot of disclaimers.
Where do you want these T's and C's to go, boss?
What are they, financial T's and C's?
Yeah.
The big warehouse, Joe, the big warehouse.
Grand.
Yeah, this is where it all goes. The good stuff doesn't come anywhere near here now. That stays in people's heads. Just the other rubbish.
With 8 out of 10 Irish adults tuning in, give people something worth listening to. Choose radio.ie.
Elton John's Farewell Tour, Monday 30th November 2020 at the SSE Arena Belfast. Join Highland Radio on our trip to see Elton John on his final tour. With luxury travel and overnight accommodation in the four-star Ramada Encore Hotel Belfast. Tickets to the show and some leisure time in Belfast the following day. All for €299 per person sharing, with €46 single supplement applying. That's Elton John in Belfast on Monday 30th of November 2020, the ideal Christmas present. Call Highland Radio now to book your place.
And you're welcome back to The Score with myself, Jeremy Doherty, and I'm joined in studio tonight by sports photographer Michael O'Donnell, a Niamh Connell fan, and former Finn Harps midfielder Michael Funston, as we look ahead for now to tomorrow night's big game in Finn Park in Ballybuffet. Finn Harps taking on Drogheda United in the second leg of their promotion relegation playoff. Unfortunately, Harps going into this one having lost on Monday night 1-0 against Drogheda, a late goal in that game. I'm joined on the line by the Finn Harps commercial director, Aidan Campbell, to look ahead to tomorrow night's game. Aidan, match arrangements in place, and hopefully a big crowd will be in attendance.
Well, I suppose, Dermot, yeah, that sense of anticipation surrounds everybody at the moment. It's hard to believe, you know, when you look back at that victory against Limerick last year, which ensured a promotion back to the Premier Division. And the work started just after then, you know, the fundraising, the licensing, putting all the plans together for the new season. Obviously, Ollie was looking at getting his squad finalised. And, you know, a lot of work goes in and it starts right back then, and it all comes down to tomorrow night. And so, as I said, huge anticipation in store. We're just at Finn Park at the moment. We're testing out the floodlights and just looking at bits and pieces and making sure that we've got our match night plan all together. And 7:45 kickoff tomorrow, and we're looking for a big, big crowd. As you said, we're 1-0 down after the first leg, so I think it'd be fair to say that it's going to be a big job, you know. And the supporters have a huge role to play tomorrow night, Dermot. You know, it's we really want to get Finn Park rocking. And I suppose we remember we were 1-0 down to Limerick, that night in 2015, and it ended up being an incredible night here, and a huge occasion when we got that last-minute goal from BJ Banda to get promoted. And again, we're 1-0 down, and we're looking at the supporters to roar us on, and hopefully another big night in store.
And tomorrow night's game kicks off at the earlier time of 7:45, Aidan. Can supporters avail of tickets prior to tomorrow night's kickoff time? And I'm sure the message is get there early.
Yeah, we'd be grateful for, if possible, to get there early. Now, we appreciate that a lot of people will be coming from work or might be travelling from Dublin or whatever, but we've listed the ticket outlets on our website, and I think people are familiar with them at this stage, and they seem to be selling well. The tickets will be available around the ground tomorrow night, and we'll have a couple of gates where people who've pre-bought tickets can avail of early entry. So we just ask people, you know, if possible, come that little bit early, so they can avoid queuing, and we want to get people in as quick as possible, enjoy the whole experience, and so that they can, you know, get in their usual positions. Everybody seems to have their usual place around Finn Park, and we can get on with the match and the spectacle.
Yeah, and this season has been going since way back in February, and it's been a long and at times a difficult campaign for Ollie Horgan and his squad. And it would just be a shame if it's going down to the wire, as Ollie predicted. But wouldn't it be so unfortunate if Harps were to lose out right at the death?
Well, I think that's true. I mean, straight away after we got promoted, we were very realistic about the size of the challenge ahead, being one of a couple of part-time teams in the division. And you know, we see it up close here, Jeremy. The teams we're facing, they're coming well rested, and Mickey, would know all about this, where you're coming in from a week's work, and you know the guys you're playing against have been rested, or they've trained during the day, or they've got their strength and conditioning program. So we've actually, we're delighted that we're in the playoffs, and we avoided the automatic relegation, and we're still in with a huge chance now of preserving our our Premier Division status. And as I said, it's going to be a fairly tense occasion. There's obviously a few nerves around, but we believe we can do it. We've done it before, and you know, as I said, you're hoping the 12th man, the supporters, really get behind the team from the start, and it would just be fantastic if we can go out and do the business tomorrow.
Okay, Aidan, thanks for taking the time out to join us tonight. Aidan Campbell, the FinHarps commercial director. And I think, Michael Funston, that the message from Aidan to the supporters is loud and clear there. Get along and get behind the team.
Absolutely, he's correct. You know, been playing in playoffs, when you come out and you hear the drum and you look around and you know your family and friends are there, and it's a full house. And under the lights, it's a special atmosphere. It does give you that 10% extra, and you need that.
Yeah, and you've played on these big occasions before. You've scored in matches. He referred to that Limerick game. You got the first goal that night. A certain BJ Bandon got the second and got all the credit, didn't he?
Yeah,
a memorable night.
And rightly so. Like, he was a young fella coming into it. It was the winner when it happened. What was it? 10 minutes under this the first half injury time, you know. So it was whatever, 107 minutes he scored. So rightly so. I remember looking back, you know, and it was actually something I addressed the 50th anniversary, you know, when we look back, you know, myself and Gareth Harkin and Keith Cowan called my house. It's on the way to Finn Park, as we done, going to the Limerick game, and we all sat around and we were confident that night that we could overcome that 1-0 victory. We believed that, you know, they threw everything at us. They come to Finn Park and they were going to be cocksure that they were going to just turn up and win a football match, and football isn't like that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. And that's the danger, isn't it? That's what Harps can fall into, that trap tomorrow night.
Yeah, and that is the danger, you know, because Drogheda have been knocking on the door now. You know, they're a good side. They're well prepared. Tim Clancy, you know, is a young manager. He's hungry for success. This is his kind of, you know, to set down a marker of his managerial career. You know, they have a goal scorer and Chris Lyons, you know, that maybe Finn Harps don't have, but. As I said here to Michael beside me, I'd never bet against Ollie Horgan. I've worked with him. It would be foolish.
Yeah, he's a shrewd manager, Michael, isn't he?
Well, I wouldn't know a while out about Ollie now, but from what I hear,
mate
of mine, Paddy Geller, would be telling me about him. It's great time for him, you know. Seemingly puts in an awful lot of work.
He does, you know? He does. And for sport and Donegal, to have a team playing in the Premier Division of the League of Ireland, I mean, it's so important, doesn't it? I mean, it gives everything a rise. It gives everything a lift.
That's it. Well, I mean, hopefully the crowd will turn out tomorrow night and get behind them and give them a lift, you know.
Yeah.
We were there yesterday and we had a gang of young fellas behind the goals for the last two games, and they made more noise than 1,000 other supporters would. And the players were saying today that it gave them a great lift at times when they were, you know, feeling tired and whatever.
And one player who could play a big part in tomorrow night's game, well, he's very likely to play a big part, Mark Anthony McGinley, a player who you know well.
Aye.
Has moved now from the GAA in terms of the county team.
Yeah.
He's still playing and producing the goods with St Michael's, but he has been a welcome addition to this Harps team and has done well since he's come in.
Aye, he seems to be going very well, you know. Mm-hmm. And you always need a good goalkeeper, a very important position, you know, so hopefully it'll go well for him tomorrow night.
Yeah. So yeah. The big players then, Michael, that Harps will be looking to tomorrow night. Ollie Horgan always suggests that there are no real standout players in this team. It's a squad of, you know, it's a close-knit squad, no real star individual players, and he always feels that sometimes works to your advantage.
Well, that was probably the case with us in 2015 as well. We had probably, you know, they're all pretty much a Donegal squad and we had no standout players this time. But I disagree. I think Raf Gutierrez is their standout man. I think Keith Cowan has been super all year, and I think you know, Tony McNamee is a special player as well, and Gareth Harkin, you know, the start of the season, Gareth wasn't fit, and then once Gareth got fit, they had a bit of form, and that's no surprise to me, because Gareth's kind of player does all this unthankful work that nobody sees, and it's not till he's missing, you think, why aren't they going the way they should? Yeah. And he came back, and it was no surprise to me that they, you know, they started to turn out good results. He picks up good positions, he picks up all the scrappy balls, he just knows where to be, and you can't teach that, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, Harps came up last season having won the playoffs and defeated Limerick on such a memorable night down there. And Ollie Horgan did say it would be a massive achievement, first of all, to avoid the automatic drop back to the First Division. He's done that. He's done that in style, having come from, 8 points behind UCD at one stage in the season. So, I mean, hats off there. But I'm sure, I mean, this is another hurdle he would just love to get over.
Yeah, you know, to kind of stay up You know, it's massive, and sometimes they did it before in 2016. It was kind of overlooked because they didn't get their big playoff off night, and tomorrow night's it. They do get their big playoff night. You know, to beat Drogheda, like, it's not going to be an easy task. There's nobody saying it's going to be, because Drogheda, you know, obviously coming from the first division, just won, and it's a good habit to be in. And you know, and Harps don't have that luxury, but like as I said. I just fancy Van Harps because of the organisation they have, the fact that they've been there before, there's so many players in that squad that knows what it takes to want a playoff. You know, and Aidan was chatting about nerves and stuff, and as a sports person, I'm saying nerves is good. You want your players to be nerves. That'll give them another 5 or 6%. You don't want them to be overly nervous,
yeah.
But you need nerves. You need your heart to be fluttering when you're walking down the steps in Fun Park.
Yeah, yeah. We mentioned Mark Anthony McGinley there, to Michael, you know, he's going to have a big role to play tomorrow night. Unfortunately, no Kieran Gallagher again, another player who's been hit by injury. This time last year, he suffered injury as well. He's been so unfortunate.
Yeah, he was really unfortunate. Just, you know, played all year and got the injury. I think it was the game before the playoff games, you know, and obviously he came back and he was on the squad there for, I'd say, a month, you know, and then obviously to get an injury was devastating for him. But, you know, I wish Kieran all the best, but Van Harps, you know, as a club, have a bigger picture tomorrow night, and you know, Mark has a great opportunity to, you know, put all them woes of his Gaelic things kind of behind him and stand out for Van Harps tomorrow night. And from what I've seen of him, from playing with Van at the Ulster Senior League and at Fan Park, he's more than capable. He brings a real calm to the goals, and his kicking's good, and technical side of the game about coming, when they punch and when they catch, his decision making is very good for a fella who's played a lot of Gaelic football, and that's not your bread and butter in Gaelic football. So, you know, he's made the transition, yeah. You know, fairly easy.
Supporters have watched their team struggle to score goals this season, particularly in recent weeks as well, Michael, and that's a factor tomorrow night, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the thing that worries me about Drogheda. They have their man. They have Chris Lyons. He scored 15, 16 goals. They know their go-to guy, as where Van Harps don't really have that talisman. But tomorrow night's all about, you know, people stepping up to the plate. Like, you know, me and BJ scored the last time. We weren't goal scorers. You know, BJ was unheard of us. So, as I always say to any footballer, tomorrow night's your chance. The stage is set. Can you go and take your opportunity? You know, can the people of Donegal be reading about you on Saturday morning?
Yeah, well, that's true. And Harps have a decent record in the playoffs of late, so let's hope they can keep that good run of results in the playoffs going tomorrow night. A 7:45 start at Finn Park in Balbuffet, and we'll have full live match commentary here on Highland from shortly before kickoff. We're going to go for another quick break.
Highland Sport, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, where there's some spooky Halloween deals, including 40% off all Puma from this weekend until Sunday the 3rd of November, in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Autumn Agri Savings at Homeland. SureSeal Teat Sealer 30 pack, only €125. Cordless Cattle Sheep Clipper, only €319. Save €50. And there's also massive savings across the Nutrius Mineral Range this autumn. Available in store or online at homeland.ie.
Beef and Sheep Farmers, do you need support with your Bord Bia audit? Bord Bia's help desk is open from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday to Friday, with trained, approachable staff to assist you. Available for general audit queries and assistance with the closeout process. Visit farm.bordbia.ie for further support before and after your audit. Or call the Bord Bia help desk today on 01 524 0410.
Last month, the Barrett saved €345 at Lidl. Their shop last week included our new plant-to-plate vegan burgers for just €2.99. In fact, we've got loads of new vegan products. And no, it's not a fad. Start your big save at Lidl.ie. Lidl, more for you. The Barrett shop between September 10th and October 14th, and received a gratuity for participation.
Have you booked your Sunday carvery at Anguignan Hotel? Why not dine in the stunning Tua de Danann suite and enjoy your famous five-course carvery at €24.50 per adult, €11.50 for kids age 5 to 12 and under 5 seat free, serving every Sunday from 12:30 until 4 p.m. There's no carvery like an Anguignan carvery.
You're in for a treat this week at Dunn Stores with mix and match on Cadbury, Mars and Nestle medium selection boxes, any 6 for €10. Plus, get €10 off when you buy any 6 bottles of wine. And save even more with our 10 off 50 grocery voucher. Dunn Stores, always better value. See online for terms and conditions. Minimum spend required. Please drink responsibly.
Is your home or business protected by an intruder alarm system? Are you considering installing a new alarm? Be sure to employ a private security authority licensed contractor for quality service and to avoid prosecution. It is against the law to employ an unlicensed contractor to install or service an intruder alarm. Unlicensed contractors and their customers face prosecution and fines. For more information and to find a licensed contractor, visit www.psa.gov.ie.
And you're welcome back to The Score. I'm in studio with Michael O'Donnell and Michael Funston. We were talking about Harps, and before that, Niamh Connell and Castlerahan this coming Sunday in the Ulster Club Championship. That's at senior level. Buncrana, the Donegal Junior Champions, are chasing a place in the Ulster Junior semi-final when they go toe-to-toe with Tyrone, the Junior Champions, The Rock, in Celtic Park in Derry on Saturday evening. And we hear now from the Buncrana manager, Malachy McCann.
Well, Malachy, entering new territory for Buncrana on Saturday evening in Celtic Park, taking on The Rock in a first ever Ulster semi-final.
It is indeed, Tom. It's the first ever. It's the first ever at adult level. Is correct. Looking forward at very much, Tom, especially getting into Celtic Park, which is it's good for the likes of the supporters and out of the Buncrana people that don't have that massive far to travel. It's great. It's great for them. Great for the team. Great for the club.
Yeah, and going in on the back of a good quarter-final win over Collegeland, the Armagh champions.
It is right, Tom. We played Collegeland there a couple of weeks ago. Collegeland, the Armagh champions, come over a very, very small area. We had a good one over them, Tom, to be honest, yeah.
And that came really quick after your Donegal final, so you've had a little bit of time to draw your breath since.
We have indeed. Well, it gets a wee bit more time spent on the training pitch, Tom, so it isn't. It's all needed when you're going out to face a team like The Rock, you know what I mean? And for any of the lads that had wee niggles in that, it gives them a wee bit more time till my end, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and tell me, how are you on the injury front?
We're okay, Tom. We're all still carrying a couple of injuries now, make no mistake about it. There's lads there will not be starting with us that would normally be starting with us, but that's the way it goes, Tom. You're always going to have that, so we are.
Mm. I know the Dara Jigger O'Connor has been the big concern for you and has been carrying a knock. How is he?
Daro's okay. Probably will not know for definite the situation with Dara, but he's not far away from it. We'll know probably better on Saturday how Dara's going to perform till it. Dara did pick up a bad injury there at our in the training field there. It was on one of the days of the match, I think it was against Convoy, he picked up the injury and he was slow at mending, but he's not far away, so he's not, Tom.
And who else is of concern?
Oh, Peter McLaughlin's a big, big concern. Peter's played the middle of the field for us all along. Peter would be a big concern, so he would.
Yeah. Nevertheless,
McKenna, who would have been playing for us all year, will be out also.
Yeah, so sweating on those three, are you ruling some of them out?
GP McKenna will be ruled out, so he will be. The other two, we'll just have to sit and wait on them, see what the physio says about them, Tom, yeah. Whether they're ready to go or not. We'll let the physio decide that.
Yeah, and tell me, how has the last couple of weeks gone, preparation-wise? You've had 2 weeks.
Training's been going very well, Tom, to be honest. Yeah, number of players there. We would always, Tom, have three or four players away, like Peter McLaughlin's away there, Aidan Stokes, there's a couple of them there that can't be at the training, so you try and arrange maybe a training session for them at the weekend while they're home, but other than that, training's been going very, very good.
Mm. And tell me, The Rock come with a big reputation. Have you seen them or do you know much of them?
We went and watched The Rock play Glack, the Derry champions there, and it was very hard to judge that night, Tom. I thought The Rock was a very good side. Glack was just all right, you know what I mean? But The Rock's a good side, Tom. Make no mistake about it. They've won this Ulster competition a couple of times, so, and they've gone to All-Ireland finals, so that speaks for itself. They're a good side.
Yeah. Having said that, on your day, you're a match for most, given, you know, the quality that you have in your side. You know, we look at Keelan McGonigal, we look at... you know, Bruce Waldron. We look at John Campbell, as we mentioned, Dara O'Connor, Peter McLaughlin there as well. Obviously, you're sweating on those two. Quite a lot of your players with inter-county experience. Keelan is in the senior squad. Dara had been and out through injury.
You're 100% right, Tom. I suppose the thing is about these lads, you have to remember, Tom, they're still only averaging out about 22, 23 years of age. Keelan McGonagall's only 22 years of age. Darrell O'Connor would be a year older. And I would find the Rock boys is kind of a wee bit more experienced, you know what I mean? They have their lads Gourley in full back there and a few spread all over the field. But our lads is no bad side either now, Tom, in all fairness to them. But I think they're up against a very experienced side, a side that has played at a very high level.
That's Buncrana manager Malachy McCann there in conversation with Tom Comack. Another big day for them, Michael O'Donnell. Buncrana, they've kind of almost come under the radar in terms of Ulster, because all the focus here has been on the senior championship final between Niamh Connell and Gweedore, and Buncrana are making their way through Ulster in another big game for them this weekend.
Aye, and they're a good side, a good, well-balanced side. I don't know if Ryan Bradley's back for them again. I don't know. He missed the final. He was way out to the Middle East, I heard, that day. So I think I hope he's back in here, because he'd be a big addition to them.
He certainly would. And they showed that day, didn't they? And that was the Donegal final you're referring to, against Letterkenny Gaels. They came from behind that day again.
Well, I thought the big change that day was Oran Doherty coming on.
Yeah.
I was just watching him, you know, and you'd just know the old head and a bit of class about him. He was on the ball more than the 20, 25 minutes he was on than some players were for the whole game, you know.
Yeah.
Everything seemed to go through him. He just settled the whole thing down.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, and Buncrana have experience in that side. Okay, they're playing at junior level. The feeling is they probably can play higher and should be playing higher.
I would say they probably could be playing higher. You know, they should be, I suppose. But they'll not complain if they won this one.
No, and Donegal has a good record in Ulster in terms of the junior championship the last couple of seasons. Wouldn't it be fantastic to keep it going?
It would, surely. It's great to see Donegal teams advancing, because there was a time way back not long ago you could beat in the first round nearly all the time, you know.
Yeah.
And Gidor turned that in his head there last year. And it'd be lovely if Buncrana could go into the final now, you know.
Yeah, it's funny how the attitudes change, isn't it, over time? Like, because, as you say, Donegal didn't really do all that well when it came to provincial
football.
No, you
see, you were beat sometimes before you went out against Tyrone and Derry and teams like that, you know. Mm. It's all a mental thing, you know, but it seems to have changed now. They don't have the same fear of them, you know.
And we shouldn't forget St. Noel's Donegal Intermediate Champions.
Another good side.
They're on the road again. They're away to Antrim Intermediate Champions St. James's of Aldergrove on Sunday. That game's in Corrigan Park in Belfast at 2:30, by the way, and we'll be looking ahead to that. On Saturday Sport, Tom Comack has been speaking to Barry Meehan, who's joint manager of St. Noel's, along with Brendan McCready, and they have assembled a very good side.
They're very physical, very strong physical team, you know, because they played us in the first round of the Gaeltacht down in Glenties, and they beat us with the last kick of the game. And the Griffins there, and Lee McBrearty and Stuart Johnson, and just a lot of, you know, young McCall, Brendan McCall, back, you know. And they've good all round squad.
And have had a wee bit of time as well to rest up after their intermediate one here in Donegal and get focused on this match.
That's right, and I would say it'll be hard to beat now. I don't know what the other team's like, but they'll give it a good rattle. It'll be nice to see the two of them, Buncrana and St. Noel's, going through.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's going to be a busy weekend.
Busy weekend, is right.
Three teams from Donegal in action at various levels in Ulster, so plenty to look forward to there. We're almost up for this evening, but we've just got time.
Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, where there's some spooky Halloween deals, including 40% off all Puma from this weekend until Sunday the 3rd of November, in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Blue Puppy Dentistry and Orthodontics are now open in Letterkenny, offering comprehensive orthodontics, including Invisalign, dental hygiene services and teeth whitening, implants and general dentistry. Due to the high demand, they have extended their fantastic orthodontics offer until the end of November. Look for details on their Facebook page. Terms and conditions apply. Blue Poppy Orthodontics Letterkenny is located on Pierce Road above McGinley Motors. Look out for the blue and yellow building. Blue Poppy Letterkenny, call 91 20 35 5.
Beef and Sheep Farmers, do you need support with your Bord Bia audit? Bord Bia's help desk is open from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday to Friday, with trained, approachable staff to assist you. Available for general audit queries and assistance with the closeout process. Visit farm.bordbia.ie for further support before and after your audit.
or call the Bord BIA help desk today on 01 524 0410.
Patterson Kitchen and Interior Showroom, The Hall, Ifford. Kitchens, bedrooms, furniture, beds, suites, tables and chairs, lighting and a large range of giftware on display. The Christmas shop is now open. Visit their kitchen and bedroom showroom at Ebrington Street, Derry. Patterson Kitchens and Interiors, Lifford. Furniture for every corner of your home.
Charity Trustees Week is a big thank you to the thousands of people running charities in Ireland. From November 11th to 15th, Charity Trustees Week will celebrate the work of charity trustees with a series of events nationwide. This year's exciting programme includes a wide range of events and opportunities for trustees. If you're a charity trustee or are interested in becoming a charity trustee, log on to www.charitiesregulator.ie for a full list of events.
Cap cuts confirmed. In this week's Irish Farmers Journal, we bring you the latest from Brussels on how cap cuts will affect your farm income next year. New rules could hit export lorries transporting calves overseas next spring. Darren Carty brings you the best breeding strategies for hill sheep. Learn how a beef farmer renovated instead of building new sheds. Plus, don't miss our indoor health management with top tips for keeping a healthy suckler cow. Inside this week's Irish Farmers Journal, on sale today.
Welcome back to The Score. I'm in studio this evening with Michael Funston and Michael O'Donnell. Michael Funston, Harps career, a proud Harps career, but you're still playing away at football at a decent level, playing with Bunnegie United and going well.
We've made a good start to the season. I wouldn't just say I'm going as well as I should be going at this at this stage now, but I know, to be fair to Jason's, but I've got a decent squad together, you know, and hopefully we can muster enough to kind of, you know, stay in the tails of Cock Hill if possible. You know, they're worthy champions. They're going for 8 in a row. But, you know, we're going to try to concentrate on ourselves and, you know, give it a good as go as we possibly can. You know, we're kind of, if you know what I mean, after winning a cup last year, we're hoping to build, you know, and maybe chase down, you know, a league. But, you know, at the end of the day, for us, a league title's kind of nearly beyond our reach. We, you know, have to try to go and try to compete first, you know, as I say, try to stay on the tails of Cock Hill for as long as possible, yeah, and see where that brings you, really.
And enjoying your football still, Michael, at a club that's where you played all your underage football as well.
Well, that's it. My father's a founding member of that football club, so if I didn't play for them, I would have had to move very far away from the house. So there'd be no Sunday dinner on the table anyway, that's for sure. You know, so once I retired from senior football, to come back with Bunnegie was a no-brainer. I really look forward to it, and you know, as the man says, a game of football on Sunday, I always look forward to it.
Yeah. And Michael O'Donnell, you look forward to your football as well. I mean, you go out and cover games, not just at senior level in the big games. You could be out covering underage football. It's just a passion.
It's a passion. I love it. Just, you know, it's the, yeah. I mean, around the wee small towns, well, it's all GA around our town, but it keeps everybody going. Only for it, I don't know what we'd be doing, you know.
Yeah.
And you meet more characters, like every town you go into, you know a few men through the old football, you know.
Yeah, and you would know people over the other side of the fence, no matter what ground you're in.
That's right, it doesn't matter. And you know, you meet some great characters, just. And there's one man tonight I would like to mention just before we go, Dermot. He's up in Letterkenny Hospital, as far as I know now, as Jimmy McKelvey. And Jimmy was chairman, he was president, he was everything in our club. And he wasn't in good form there for a wee while. But best wishes, Jimmy, and I would say you really enjoyed yesterday. Absolutely. And if you're listening, I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Because, I mean, big matches and big victories like that mean so much to people like Jimmy.
Oh, they do, of course, they do. Aye. I mean, especially anybody that's not fit to go to the game if they're in hospital or laid up in any way, you know. Yeah. It's great the joy the young fellas can bring to everybody, you know. Yeah. I mean, I was talking to women today that never would ever dark in the field or go to a match, and we're all excited and talking about it, you know. Just lifts it. Our whole community now will be lifted until Christmas.
Yeah.
And if the boys could win on Sunday, it could be going on for longer, you know.
And it has a knock-on effect throughout the club because Niamh Connell are so strong at underage as well.
Yeah, they are. They're going well now. There's a lot of men doing very good work in our club, you know.
Yeah.
And every club, but there's men down that field. I'm not going to mention names because you leave somebody out, you know, but... Yeah. Connie Doherty would have done an awful lot of work, as one man will have to mention.
Yeah, yeah.
And Connie just mentioned yesterday, he said, we'll have to toss that Paddy McGill man off the bridge and put a statue up to these boys.
Very good. Well, listen, time has beaten us. Michael O'Donnell and Michael Funston, it's been great having you in the studio tonight, and I'm sure we'll do it again. Thanks very much.
Right there,
okay, that's us for the score tonight. From myself, Jim O'Doherty, thanks for you for listening. It's been great having your company. Next sport here on Highland is tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news. So until then, have a very good evening.